Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Let me shut the hell up. You guys probably want to know what's going on with Eternum. Go untie your friend, and while you're down there, take off his clothes too. After this, we'll be done. What? Why me? Because it's more fun that way. And you'll be staring down this barrel if you try anything, so don't get sneaky. Okay. I'll go throw this waste of space in the canal. Sort of bum the corpses don't disappear until the player logs in again, but at least the alligators love it. Start untying him, babe. I'll be right back. This is our chance, Nova. We must come up with a plan before she's back. There's two of us and only one of her. But she has Dion and we have nothing. And I don't know any spells, but even if I did, she said we can't use magic here. Yeah, but I can knock her down with my bare hands. We'll take advantage of her overconfidence and use it in our favor. I'll make up something to distract her. When I start talking about my magic dagger, you stand up and say that it's in your bag. Dahlia and I used a similar technique to defeat another cocky player in Ekabar, and it worked out pretty well. Magic dagger? Yeah, don't worry, just follow my lead. What are you two mumbling about? Come on now, remove his pants. What, I have to do it? Yes, you. After all, Grim looks pretty tired. Be a doll and give him a hand. Would you kindly? Bioshock reference. Oh, and remove your panties too while you're at it. We don't want them to get dirty. Well, we're naked now. Are you happy? Enjoying this feeling of power? Have you had enough? It is quite satisfying. Now let us go and give me back my dagger already. Huh? Dagger? What dagger? You weren't carrying anything. That's because it's only visible when the owner touches it. Tell her about it, Nova. Are you trying to trick me? You can see it for yourself if you don't believe me. Show her the dagger, Nova. Nova? Nova! You're massive. Well, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? This is not the time for your jokes. Jesus Christ. It's throbbing, too. We found out Nova's a size queen. Have you ever had sex with a girl? Is she still alive? Good question. Good question. Now, these are the questions that women really want to know when it comes to these characters. Did she make it out alive, Grim? What? Oh, come on. Don't exaggerate. That would break me in two. That's like... Nova, focus here. Do you know where my dagger is? Did you get that hard? Because of me? What the hell was I supposed to do? I can't help it. I'm not a monk, alright? Whoa. You two are way more fun than I was expecting. Now, if you want your little gun back, you have to do one last thing for me. What? You said you'd let us go. You gave us your word. Fucking liar. That's right, I said I'd let you go, but didn't say anything about the girl's gun. I always keep my promises so you're free to go. But if you want the gun, there's only one more thing left to do. Bah! You're a cheat. What the hell else do you want? Giggles. I want her to wrap those rosy lips around that hard cock and give you a nice wet blowjob. I'm sure Nova's not gonna have any problems with that, folks, especially since she really fucking wants to own. What? You're... okay? She's like, oh, yeah! Oh, I was waiting for her to say the magic words. Did you just say, okay? I can't lose Dion, Grim. So I'll do whatever it takes. But, are you sure about this? We've come this far. At this point, one step more or less won't make a difference. And we have no alternative, do we? I guess not. I already know the answer, but just because I want to hear it straight from your mouth. You've never done this before, have you? No. Do you need any tips? No. You have really juicy looking lips. You're gonna do just fine. She's like the old sex worker talking to the younger ones. It's like, you got really juicy lips, babe. You're gonna do just fine. And I know you're trying to try. I know you're dying to try it. Hide it as much as you want, but I know you're hungry for him. That's the most important part here. Oral sex is exponentially more enjoyable when the giving side savors it as much as the receiving side. What are you talking about? I'm just doing this because you're making me. Sure, of course. You better give me my gun back after this. You can ask around. Matt always keeps her promises. Well, you better start soon, baby. Don't want him getting soft on you. It's unlikely. This might be the best show I've ever seen. I'll give you two some space. Slowly approaches. Dun, 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 dun. No. Oh, God. I can feel her warm breath on me. Are you sure you're okay with this, Nova? We can come back to get your gun another day. I wouldn't want you to... It's okay. It's all right. Why go through all that extra trouble? I would feel much better leaving this place with Dion back in my possession. Satisfying the wishes of a nympho freak seems like a small price to pay. Gently pushes your dick with her cheek. Fuck, I'm rock hard right now. You don't smell bad at all. Starts licking your glands. Oh God, that feels good. Your tongue feels so soft and warm. And you taste just like your smell, like you, but stronger. I need to feel the inside of her mouth so bad. Keeps licking. Gently kisses your glands. That's what that thing is called. She drives me insane every time she looks at me in the eyes. Oh God, I can't bear the teasing anymore. Fuck, you two are so hot. I don't know if I can fit it all in my mouth. Well, today's the day you can try, honey. I'm sure you can. At least a tip. You can do it if you really believe in yourself, you know, like they always told you. You just gotta believe in yourself. Try it. Oh yeah. Like this? Yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck, yes. This is so hot. Come on, baby. Take him a bit deeper now. Wow. Holy moly. There you go. Oh, God. Wow. Oh my God, Nova. Wow, my goodness, that's like putting an entire, like if you just take the whole sub and just, roar. Good Lord, you feel so amazing. She doesn't look like she's being forced to do anything. She's giving it her all, making my cock so wet and sloppy. I'm fucking loving it. Yep. It's a McDonald's treatment. That's how you do it, atta girl. This spectacle is pleasing the pharaohs, Nova. Nah, that's not how she said that. This spectacle is pleasing the pharaohs, Nova. Suck it deep, baby. Oh, fuck, yes. I thought a cock of that size would be too much for your first time, but you seem to be handling it so well. I can see from here how her pussy is dripping wet, Grim. I think she's enjoying this moment more than us. Ah, that's not true. I'm just doing this because you are making me. Of course. Just a little bit. Ooh, pardon me, guys. Just a little bit more, all right? A bit more? Yes, please. Okay. Well, I'll be. Oh, Nova. The way she glides her tongue along my shaft while she continues to suck every bit of my cock, it feels amazing. And I love the gagging sound she's making. They're driving me crazy. You're incredible. Ah, just keep it up. You might deny it now, but I know this is not the last time you'll be doing this to him, baby. You're only gonna crave it more and more, needing to feel him fill up your mouth every day. And you're gonna love each second of it. Oh God, I fucking hope so. I don't even remember where I am, or why I came here. All I can focus on now is her. Ah, fuck yeah! Ah, she is really, yeah, recovering her breath. I need a minute. You two are something else. Is this enough? Almost, just a little bit more. Why do you enjoy this so much? I get off on the feeling of power, and I love watching. Usually I just settle for forcing my male visitors to jerk off, only to kick them out right before they finish. I never had the chance to do this, and it's a million times better. Fuck! Look at what you're doing to me! I'm so horny! Come on, keep going! Don't you want to fuck her mouth, Grim?
I do!
Fuck my mouth? You've got me dying for more. I want you to swallow every inch, Nova, so I can...
Damn it. That's not how that is said.
You've got me dying for more. I want you to swallow every inch, Nova, so I can feel the back of your throat. You're so raunchy, Grim. But, well, I guess we've already passed the point of no return. Fuck yes. Gently placing Nova's head right in front of your dick.
Well, here it is, just in case, you know, you forgot.
Wait, I can't take it all. But my mouth is too small.
It's all right, just take it as far down as you can comfortably go.
Well, okay, I'll try. That's my favorite little hacker girl. Just tap on the thigh if it's too much.
Just a nice little old tap.
Come here. Come here! Ah, yeah. Oh my God, you're gonna be a pro, Ginger Girl. Well, now she's working like a machine. Oh my fucking God, yes. Her lips are wrapped around my dick so tightly. For someone with such a tiny mouth, she's handling me like a champ. You feel unbelievably good, Nova. Ah, yes. It's like you two are perfectly synchronized. Yes, it really feels that way. The way she's stuffing her mouth with as much of my cock as she can handle. I thought for sure she'd be choking by now. But she hasn't asked me to stop at all.
Looks like computers aren't your only talent.
Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm at my limit. Stop!
What?
Ah! Oh my God! What now? Holy shit, Mott! What a body! You're done now. You're free to go. There's an exit portal just behind the temple between two granite rocks. And you can take the girl's gun. I don't want it anymore. Thank you for playing with me. I hope you enjoyed the game. What? But I gotta finish now. You can't leave me hanging like this. Yes, I can, and I will. I dictate the rules in my own game. You're not allowed to come unless you finish with me. Never in my life have I ever been so turned on, and my clumsy fingers just aren't satisfying me enough right now. You filled up her mouth, but now I need your big fat cock to fill me up this time. I need you to fuck me. Use every inch of you to finally satisfy the hunger I have deep inside of me. I want you to destroy me.
No, we're fucking Matt.
Mott. You're completely nuts. Tell me something I don't know. So you want me to fuck you?
Yes, I do. I want you to fuck me so hard.
None of that gentle lovey-dovey shit. I want you to be rough. I want you to use me like a little... Come here, you psycho bitch. Yes, like that.
Whoa!
I'm gonna teach you a fucking lesson. Yes. Yes, that's it. Give it to me. Shut the fuck up already. I'm gonna fucking tear you apart. Yeah, do it. Ravage me. Oh my God, this sure escalated quickly. You two go on and do your thing. I'll be waiting outside. I've been such a naughty girl. Teach me a lesson. Use every part of me for nothing but your pleasure. Abuse me. I deserve it. I hope you're wet enough, cunt. I'm dripping for you. Now pin me down and shove your rock-hard cock inside of me already. Give me every inch. Now you'll see what happens when you don't listen. Yeah, all of it. Don't keep me waiting. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Alright, fucking mod over here. Oh my god. Ah, I thought a bitch like you would be looser. Fuck, it feels amazing to be in control, to be so dominant over her. I can feel how my dick is stretching with every thrust. Oh my god! What? Slowlot! I don't understand what you're trying to say. You're gonna break me? Good. Oh my god! Why am I still here? Why can't I stop looking? That looks so intense. I can't imagine being in her position. But it also looks so arousing. I mean, Grin seems so powerful. He's over there tearing that pussy up, folks. You like that? How you shoved your hard cock down her throat? And now you're shoving that cock to deep inside my pussy? I do. Ah, Grim. Fuck, this is incredible. I'm hitting the deepest part of her. The feeling of her thick thigh slapping against my body with each thrust. It feels so fucking carnal and empowering. It's animalistic, folks. Watching her huge tits bounce as I slam inside of her. I can't believe I haven't cummed yet. But I can feel it building. I'm almost there. You're fucking me so hard. Ah, this is what you were hungry for, right? Yeah, I'm... I can't hold it on. I'm almost... Hold it in, rather. Not hold it on. I think she's holding it on pretty well. I'm almost there. Keep fucking me just like that. Oh, don't stop, please. I'm gonna fucking come. Ah, fuck. Removing her ornaments. Oh my god, I can't even. Jesus fucking Christ, my whole body is numb. I've never had an orgasm so strong in my life. The fuck is still going. Ah! If this wasn't eternum, I'd be sore for a week. Oh my god, that must have felt so intense. I don't look anything like that after I do my thing. Fuck, after all that buildup, I can't keep it in any longer. My balls are about to explode. Give it to me, baby. Cover me. I want you to feel your hot seed all over my body. Uh-oh. Ah! Damn. She took a bath in it. You're a fucking beast. Just the way I like it. Mmm. Thank you for this, Mott. It's been amazing. I wasn't expecting to meet someone so depraved today, but you won't hear me complaining. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do it again sometime. Mmm. In the meantime, can you hold this for me, please? It's a present, so you remember us. Mm-hmm. Come on, take a look. Hmm? Huh? Whoa? What? Fuck! Where's my jewel? Well, shit, where's Sekhmet's ornament? Where did I drop it? Your jewel? Do you mean the one I snatched from you while you were coming? The one that's now tucked away in my pocket? What? You son of a bitch! Give me my jewel back immediate! Huh. This Bastet figure sure is effective. How does it feel, Mott? Getting a taste of your own medicine. Yeah, that's what I thought. Let's get out of here. Nova, are you alright? Yeah, I'm great. Don't worry. I'm sorry, I got pretty carried away. I don't know what came over me. No, it was a great plan. Nice job. After what you did to her, she was so out of it that she didn't see you taking her magic jewel. I guess she felt... I guess that must have felt very mind-blowing. Anyway, good plan. Let's get dressed and out of here. As much as I love Eternum, I want to go back to the real world already. Yeah, good idea. Let's go. Did you grab Dion? Yep, safely back in my possession. I also looted Mott's inventory. She was carrying 250 Eternals. 250 Eternals? Bah! It's not worth the trouble. Let's just leave it. I don't want to cause any more trouble for us further down the road if she were to seek revenge. We have enough enemies already. You know, as much as I'd love to stay and see her face when she wakes up, we should leave before someone else arrives. Of course, let me grab my blazer. God, after being inside that temple for so long, I forgot about the scorching sun of this server. It's sweltering out here. And this fucking wind still hasn't let up. Ah! Nova, well, what happened? Shit, my eye! Oh, fuck, that's true. Fuck, I've been without a patch for too long. I forgot all about it. When I came out of the temple, I looked straight into the sun. Ah! Damn it, it kills me seeing her in pain like this. Can you walk? I don't know. I think my retina detached and is causing a hemorrhage. My god, that sounds so terrible. I'm sorry, Nova. But fuck, it hurts so much. I'll carry you back. Come on, Nova, I know how strong you are. Mott said the exit portal was close by. Just hold on for a little bit longer. Okay, I'll try. Look, there it is, we made it. God, I can't believe it's finally over. What a journey. Feels like we've been playing Eternum for 2 months straight. Don't worry, Nova, you'll be out of this bright sun in no time. Thanks, Grim. I wouldn't have found this thing without you. Sorry for making you carry me. Oh, please, it's not a problem at all. You must weigh, like, 90 pounds? I've carried backpacks that weigh more than you. I'm just so sorry about your eye. Don't worry, everything will be alright once I've disconnected from Eternum. As long as this doesn't happen to me in real life, I won't lose my eye. It'd be such a shame to lose that beautiful blue eye of yours. Oh, by the way, I haven't had the chance to thank you for rescuing me. No one has ever done anything like that for me. Thank you, Grim. I owe you one. You don't owe me anything. Let's not forget how many times you saved my ass as well. Seems like we just make a great team. I always wanted to be part of a team. Well, you're part of one now. And speaking of teams, we shouldn't talk about what happened back there, right? Oh, you mean the... Yeah, of course, let's just keep it between us. Good, good, that's what I thought. That was so scary. Mott was crazy. She definitely would have killed both of us. Probably better not to talk about it ever again. We should just forget what happened. Yeah, that sounds like the smartest move. But just before we stop talking about it forever, I wanted to ask. How was it? What do you mean? I mean, well, you know, how did I do? With the blowjob? Oh, well, seeing as we're never going to talk about it ever again, and you can take my word with a grain of salt because I'm not very experienced with that sort of thing, but I'll just say you were fucking incredible. I've never felt something like that ever in my life. The way you just... I can't even describe it. Okay, good. I mean, yeah, cool, I guess. Cool. Okay, let's go. Back to the real world. Finally. Oh my fucking god. That was... Wow. I'm exhausted. 5:25 a.m. I have to get up in less than 2 hours to start getting ready for class. Oh god, what a day. Tomorrow, or I guess today, is going to be a long day. A few days later. The water butterflies. They only live in Cretan, or so I've heard. No, I haven't seen them anywhere else. They always come out after the rain, as if they appeared from nowhere, and then resume hiding before the rain returns. As a kid, I remember chasing them in hopes of finding where they sheltered during the rain. Never did find out, though. Dolly even stood in the pouring rain once because she thought she had finally found their hiding place. But Nancy always used to tell us about the popular legend from Cretan. You'll never find their hiding spot, because it doesn't exist. The water butterflies come from the puddles of rainwater. When nature signals for their return, they evaporate and turn into the clouds above. And when enough clouds litter the sky, it rains again. That's why it always rains. That's why it's always raining in Kraton. And the cycle of the water butterflies will never cease until they find what they're looking for. It's actually a nice little tale. I wonder what they're looking for. I thought they kicked out all the hobos that were sleeping in this park. I'll have you know I wasn't sleeping. I was just chilling. I hadn't seen the sun all week, and boy, it sure does feel good against my skin. Oh, but you were on the verge of falling asleep, I can tell from your eyes. Nah, I don't need to sleep out here. I tricked the Kraton family into letting me live in their house for a whole year. They set me up with a bed to sleep in, too, so no park benches for me. Oh, really? They must be very foolish. Oh, yeah, they are. Especially the youngest daughter. She's extremely naive and easily manipulated. She's like a puppet. While I'm there pulling all the strings, she doesn't even realize it. Fuck off. Do you want to sit down with me for a bit? I don't know. I would hate to be further manipulated by you. I think I should be finding some scissors to cut these strings of mine now. Perhaps. Fine, you win, Mr. Puppet Master, but only because I don't want to take this son for granted. Now scooch over. Ah, the weekend, at last. What are you doing around here so early in the morning? I'm supposed to meet Alex at this park. We're going to swim together. Oh, cool. Does that mean your back is already healed? I think so. It doesn't hurt anymore, but I thought it'd be better to take it easy until the competition. So something more low impact like swimming will do me good. The competition is next Thursday, right? Yup. Thursday at 5 p.m. at Kraton's gym. Nice, I'll be there. Are you participating? Well, maybe, but I'll probably make a fool out of myself. I'm mostly going to cheer you on. I'm allowed to do that, right? You sure are. I'll be your loudest fan, I promise. Don't forget to bring your pom-poms. I'm expecting some amazing chants. Oh, by the way, weren't you going to play a tournament with Nancy today? Yeah, after lunch or maybe in the evening. I've been looking forward to it all week, but Mom's work has kept her pretty busy. I still can't believe she managed to buy a neural implant for only $100. I think I'll bring her to Semper Evicta, a Roman-themed server that I visit. A Roman-themed server that I visit frequently. Oh, there's a Roman-themed server. Roman server? I love Rome. Can I join too? If you're expecting an epic battle, you can forget about it. It's a pretty chill server for role-playing. I thought it'd be the best option for Mom's first time in a tournament. Oh, that makes sense, but I still want to tag along. Okay, sure, why not? Just tell me when you want to play or text me if I'm not home. Will do. And what about Penelope? Her neural implant arrived yesterday, right? Hell yeah, I don't know how in the world you convinced her to buy it, but I'm not complaining. Mom, Penny, and I all playing a tournament? That's a dream come true. And with Annie and you too? Now that's what I call a party. Can't wait to kick Penny's ass in a fight. I'm pretty sure she's not going to want to fight you. And besides... Oh, holy shit, Grim, you've got some reflexes. Reflexes? That sloth didn't even see it coming. I just chose to kick a curveball. What do you want now, Axel? Nothing. Can I kick a ball in my fucking park? This isn't your park, and can't you just leave us alone? Shut the fuck up, bitch. I don't want to talk to you. Take that back, moron. Your problem is with me, not her. Don't worry, I'm not going to waste time on your whore anymore. Can't you leave me in peace once and for all? Is it really that hard for your pea-sized brain to comprehend? Or do I need to rattle that hollow skull of yours with a five-finger delivery? Yeah, keep up with those empty threats that only make the payoff so much sweeter. Speaking of making idle threats, it's been over a week already and I haven't been expelled yet. Maybe you and your father aren't so powerful after all. Expulsion? No, I have something much better prepared for you. Just wait, you'll see soon enough. Yeah, sure, I can hardly contain my excitement. Is Miss Saggy Tits gonna say something, or is she only gonna sniff your ass and follow you around like the good puppy she is? What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? I don't have saggy tits. Stop spreading that rumor. They almost hang down to your knees, Charlotte. If you want some friendly advice, exercise your pectorals and watch your posture. It'll help. Shut the fuck up. Whatever. Remember this, newbie. I'll find out what happened with Benjamin, you can be sure. And when I do, you and your fucking... Oh my god, I'm so sorry, bro. I was trying to kick that soccer ball, but I just missed it. Man, you probably think I'm such a klutz now. For fuck you, Alexandra. What, are you sobbing? Don't tell me I've damaged the Bardo Royal Raisins. You're a fucking disgrace to the family. Yeah, I get that a lot. Hey, Charlotte, good to see you. Gotta admit, that's a nice bra, girl. Really applauding their titanic effort in keeping up those saggy tits of yours. I don't have saggy tits. Stop saying that. Man, I wish I was as confident as you are. Really an admirable trait. Shut up! Sup, girl? Hey, Grim. Are you ready to swim? Sure am. Just don't ask much of me today. I still want to take it easy on my back. What are you doing with these people, Alexandra? Are you friends with the lowlifes now? Oh, you didn't know? I'm sorry. I thought I told you about it. Grim and I are fucking like rabbits. Speaking of which, you should probably change your bed sheets. Last time, I'll spare you the details. Let's just say that Grim calls me his little super soaker now. Aha, very funny, Alexandra. Seriously. I couldn't help it, I swear, but I mean, what can a girl do when she's being ravaged by a man packing 8 inches of pure salami? You should see that thing, bro, just for science. It's huge! And God, what he can do with his tongue, too. After we're done, After we're done, it takes me a while to descend back down to Earth. Man, I wish we really were doing that. You're lucky I know she's kidding. But you better stay away from her, loser. Oh, my dear brother worries about me. That's so sweet. Shut up. It's about the family's reputation. You've messed it up enough. Fuck you and fuck the family's reputation. I can do whatever the hell I like. Oh, and on that note, I'm moving out by the end of the month. Not joking this time. Moving out? How? Dad's not going to give you a cent. I have a job to earn my own money. Unlike you, I'm not some pathetic daddy's boy. Now fuck off. You're boring me already. Bah. Let's get out of here. I'll be watching you, cocksucker. Fuck you. Damn, Alex, you sure know how to put him in his place. Yeah, well, we've lived together for 18 years. I know how to handle him. He's full of talk, but always chickens out in the end. Anyway, I don't want to talk about him anymore. Let's change the subject. Is your back fully recovered, girl? Yep, turns out Grim has some magical massage hands. Oh, really? We'll have to put those hands to work on me one of those days. Or excuse me. He'll have to put those hands to work on me one of these days. It'd be my pleasure. Be a shame to not share my talent with the world. We're playing in a classical era server later today. Do you want to join us? Classical era? Yeah, Roman style. We're playing with my mom. It's going to be her first time. I know it might sound a little lame playing with your own mom, but trust me, she's cool. Nah, I think that's actually awesome she's willing to try it out. I totally would join, but I can't because I have work today. Sorry. Just a couple more weeks and then I'll have enough to rent a small apartment. Oh, sweet. You better invite me to the housewarming party. Count on it. By the way, before we leave, I wanted to ask. Have you discovered anything else about that Eternum magic of yours, Grim? Actually, yeah, I'm making some progress. I can activate it sometimes. But not whenever I want. And when I am able to summon it, I feel much faster and stronger, but I still can't fully control it. This entire week, Dolly and I have been training together in a tournament as soon as we get home from school. If we keep it up, I think I'll get the hang of it in no time. Oh, training, huh? Is he a good apprentice? Well, yesterday. Okay, gonna go ahead and end it right here. You guys got to see a hell of a scene. And I was talking about the pyramid scene. So, we'll leave some more for the next week of September. Sound good? Thought so. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum. If that sucks, guys, you can actually pick up Eternum at opiman.com. Literally, just sign up. Like, say, hey, I want to be a member of opiman.com, and when you do that, you get the game for free. Like, it's literally in your library. You click on library, it has this game and a bunch of other games. Some are full, some are seasons, but both this and Once in a Lifetime are all free downloads. They're in your little personal cloud, so why would you not?
It's free games. Free adult AVNs. And all you gotta do is just sign up. And it's actually a pretty cool site, man. They're the developers of Forbidden Fantasy and the very popular Fresh Women. Oh, and if you guys like this video, make sure to like, subscribe, and share. And also, like, donate to the comics page if you're into that, because it'll help me out, like, with everything. So, all right, guys, I'm out. See you next time.